Today we're building a warehouse code style pirate radio transition in Ableton Live 12, tuned for jungle, old school DNB, and darker roller energy. This is the kind of transition that doesn't just move from one section to another. It feels like the track is changing location, like the signal is coming through from some illegal broadcast deep in a warehouse after midnight. Dusty breaks, static, siren tension, filtered bass movement, and then a clean, satisfying lift into the next phrase. And that matters a lot in drum and bass, because transitions are part of the groove. If the arrangement doesn't create contrast, the drop won't land with authority. In mastering terms, this is also about control. We want the transition to feel exciting, but not so chaotic that the limiter flattens everything later. So, let's build a 16-bar transition that feels raw, dark, and DJ-friendly, but still strong enough to survive the final master. First, set your project up at 170 BPM and find an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase boundary where the energy needs to shift. For this style, 16 bars is ideal because it gives us enough room for atmosphere, break edits, bass motion, and a proper drop-in. In Ableton, group your elements into drums, bass, effects, and atmos. Then route everything through a transition bus. Put a utility on that bus and aim to keep the whole section peaking around minus 6 dBFS before mastering. That gives you headroom and keeps the transition from getting crushed later. If you have a reference track, load it into a separate audio track and level match it. That way, you're judging energy and arrangement, not just loudness. That's a big teacher tip here. In DNB, loud doesn't always mean better. Clarity usually wins. Now let's build the atmosphere. Create an atmosphere track and layer in a few simple textures. A bit of vinyl noise, radio static, maybe a low city hum or warehouse hiss, and if you want, a chopped spoken word fragment. Keep it simple. This layer is supposed to suggest a pirate broadcast, not become the main event. Use auto filter and start with a low pass somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. Automate that cutoff so the texture slowly opens as you move through the 16 bars. Then add a Q8 and high pass the atmosphere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low end. If needed, use utility to narrow the width a bit so it feels more like a broadcast signal sitting in the center. A short echo can work really well here too. Keep the feedback low, maybe around 10 to 25%, and filter out the low end and the extreme highs. That gives you that haunted, slightly unstable radio feel. The key thing is movement. Don't leave the noise static. A pirate radio transition should feel like the signal is getting stronger and clearer as the track approaches the drop. Now let's build the breakbeat foundation. Take an Amen-style break, a Think-style slice, or your own chopped break, and put it into simpler, drum rack, or directly onto an audio track. The important part is how you edit it. Keep the main kick and snare accents strong, but add ghost notes, tiny hats, and a few slices nudged slightly early or late so it feels human and grimy. On the break group, try drum bus with a little drive and just a touch of crunch. Don't overdo the boom. Then add glue compressor with a slow attack and fastish release, only shaving off about 1 to 2 dB. If the break feels boxy, use EQ8 to cut some mud around 200 to 350 Hz. A little saturator with soft clip can give it more crackle and attitude. For the arrangement, think in phrases. Bars 1 to 4 can be your basic chopped groove. Bars 5 to 8 can add a snare flam or extra hat pickup. Bars 9 to 12 can strip out a kick or throw in a reversed slice. Then bars 13 to 16 can build the density again right before the drop. This is classic DNB storytelling. The break isn't just rhythm, it's the signal getting closer. Now for the bass transition. Use two layers, a mono sub and a mid-res layer. The sub can be a simple sine or triangle patch, an operator, or wave editable. Keep it clean, keep it centered, and don't overprocess it. The goal is weight and support, not constant motion. The mid layer is where the attitude lives. Use detuned oscillators, a resampled res, or something similar. High pass at around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. Add movement with filter automation, maybe opening from around 250 Hz up toward 1.5 to 3 kHz over the phrase. You can widen the mid layer slightly, but keep the sub dead center. A little saturator or roar can add grit here. The important thing is separation. If the sub and res occupy the same space, the whole master gets cloudy fast. Split them cleanly, and the transition stays heavy without turning to mush. Also, think about call and response. Let the bass answer the snare. Give it a short stab in one bar, then a longer note in the next. Leave a little silence before the impact. In DNB, space is power. Now we add the pirate radio personality layer. This is where the warehouse code vibe really comes alive. Take a vocal snippet, a code phrase, or a chopped radio-style fragment and process it with Ableton tools. Sampler or simpler works fine. Then try beat repeat for glitch bursts, frequency shifter for unstable tuning, and maybe corpus if you want a metallic warehouse resonance. A short reverb can make it sound cramped and concrete. A good trick is to duplicate the vocal or FX clip. Keep one version filtered and dry, then process the other with a bit of frequency shifting or rhythmic glitching. You can pan subtly, but don't lose the center. The point is to make it feel like the station is briefly warping or interrupting itself. Use this sparingly. If it's everywhere, it stops feeling special. Put the strongest coded moment near the last two bars of the transition so the drop feels earned. Now let's automate the tension. This is where the section really starts to breathe. Use clip envelopes or track automation to move several things together. Filter cutoff on the bass or drums, reverb send on the vocal or snare hits, echo send on the FX, and maybe a small volume shift on the drum group. A strong 16-bar arc could look like this. Bars 1 to 4 are filtered and sparse, bars 5 to 8 bring in more break detail and the bass starts whispering, bars 9 to 12 adds air pressure and effects chatter, and bars 13 to 16 use stop-start hits, a radio burst, and then full release into the drop. One important coach note here, don't automate everything at once. Pick one main motion source at a time. Maybe it's filter opening, maybe it's drum density, maybe it's bass swell. If everything rises together, the listener stops feeling the lift, and from a mastering point of view, that dynamic movement is gold. If the whole transition is constantly maxed out, the limiter will flatten the shape and your drop won't feel bigger. Contrast is what gives the drop impact. Now let's shape the transition bus. This is the mini mixdown inside the arrangement. Put EQ8 on the bus and cut any sub-rumble below 25 to 30 Hz. If the static or break gets brittle, gently tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. Add glue compressor for just a touch of cohesion, maybe around 1 dB of reduction. If needed, add a small amount of saturator with soft clip. Then check mono compatibility with utility. Check low-end separation between the kick, sub, and break, and compare the section against the drop. A really useful rule here is this. If the transition sounds fully finished when you solo it, it may actually be too crowded. If it feels a little underbuilt alone but lands hard in context, you're probably in the right zone. That's especially true in darker DNB. Too much low-end energy in the final two bars can make the drop feel smaller. So if needed, pull something out. Remove a bass note, cut a crash, or leave a little more space. The downbeat needs room to land. Finally, design the drop in itself. The last one or two bars should sell the release. Cut the bass briefly, use a snare roll or reverse swell to pull into the hit, and leave a tiny pocket of silence before the first downbeat. You can use a short reverb tail or tape-style echo throw, but keep it tight. A really strong move is to close a low-pass filter on the FX bus right before the drop, then hit with a final impact or sub-drop, and let the full drums and bass return immediately after. That contrast is what makes the next section feel massive. If you want this to work DJ-style, keep the first full bar readable. Don't overload the opening hit. Make it strong, but clear. Let's quickly go over the big mistakes to avoid. Too much sub in the transition will flatten the master later, so keep the sub mono and controlled. Overusing static or FX makes the pirate radio idea lose impact, so treat it like seasoning. Crowded breaks with no ghost note logic will kill the groove. And if the transition only sounds exciting in solo, it may not actually support the arrangement. Also, don't overprocess the master bus too early. Give the section headroom. Let mastering do the final loudness job, not the arrangement. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Try resampling your res or break edits to audio, then rechopping them. That adds grit and makes the transition feel authored, not preset. If you want extra warehouse tone, use frequency shifter on a copy of the res at a very low mix. A short room reverb on Sare Ghosts can make the break feel like it's happening in a concrete space. And if you want the background to pulse with the groove, use sidechain style ducking on the FX layer so it doesn't smear the drums. Also, check the whole thing at low volume. If the groove still reads quietly, the arrangement is strong. That's one of the best signs that the transition will work on different systems, from headphones to club rigs. Here's your quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar pirate radio transition from scratch in 15 minutes. Slice one break, add a mono sub and a mid-res. Build one atmosphere layer, process one vocal or code sample with glitch or frequency shifting, automate the key filters and sends. then route the whole thing through a clean bus and compare it to a reference track at matched loudness. The goal is not just to make a bunch of cool effects. The goal is to make a believable broadcast style lift into the drop. So remember the core idea. Build around phrase structure. Keep the sub controlled. Use break edits, ghost notes, and automation to create life. Treat the Pirate Radio texture as atmosphere, not the main act. And leave enough headroom so the transition survives mastering. In DNB, the best transitions make the next section feel inevitable. If you do this right, it won't sound like a random FX montage. It'll sound like the signal is coming through, the warehouse is waking up, and the drop is about to hit hard.